Does this sound familiar? Remember when construction on the new building started early in January and classes were conducted above the roar of hammers and saws? This year of 1955 was to be a mighty step in the progress for South Pasadena High School. Remember the football games with the thrill of watching your team fight for the San Gabriel Valley League Championship. Tiger spirit was at its famous peak, led by head yell and song leaders Walt Otto and Lois Fopiano. Remember Color Day when Marty Otto as football queen and Pam Gross and Gretchen Guybe as her princesses reigned over the festivities. That night, SP's game with league champ Covina ended in an exciting tie score of 6-6. Assemblies planned by Gretchen Ballard, Commissioner of Activities, were the highlight of each Friday morning. Dr. Erickson opened the year at the Orientation Assembly, expressing a welcome to the new bottles on the shelf.
President Jim, Superintendent Harper, members of the faculty, and the student body at South Pasadena High School. Those of you who were in attendance at South Pas last year became accustomed to crowded quarters. You, as the student body, in the school year 1954-55, will face added disturbance as bulldozers, trucks, and cranes pave the way for the construction of our fine new high school plant. The noise of the carpenter's hammer and saw will actually be welcome sounds as they spell out new classrooms, new gymnasiums, a new library, and a new cafeteria. A few years hence, you will refer with pride to the fine spirit of the student body and faculty, maintained under 2 years of trying conditions. You will really have a great year in 54-55 if you get into the pioneering spirit that will be in the air. Good luck to each and every one of you as we build together at South Pass in 1954-1955. Thank you.
The seniors proved they were still the champions in the pep rallies. The senior group started off the Copa de Oro sales campaigns by putting new words to an old song.
Jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. Jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. That's a funny little bit of melody. It's so soothing and appealing to me. It goes jada, 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 jing, jing, jing. Get your Copa. It'll be the best this year. Bigger, bigger, better, better. All the pitches all so clear. It has a new addition that was lacking before. A new sound and the pitch galore. So buy your Copa. Buy it now and don't delay. And don't delay.
Remember the talent assembly with representatives from each class. The sophomore band held its own against the upperclassmen. The senior band, Four Too Many, playing Honeysuckle Rose was unforgettable. The art, dance, drama, and music departments joined together to present the Christmas pageant in holiday splendor.
But it doesn't seem quite right now. Oh, I wish I knew what it was. Grandpa, but where's the little man with the bells and the...
Sorry, but I'm the only one here. There's no one else. But what were you saying?
Oh, Grandpa, I'm so confused.
About what?
About Christmas. I don't know what Christmas is, I guess.
Well, now, we can't have little girl confused about Christmas. Tell me what's wrong.
Well, the jester said it was carolers and holly and yule logs and the lady said it was church and hymns, and I thought it was Santa Claus and trees and presents.
You are confused. Let me help you if I can.
The American Field Service Assembly featured South Pasadena's own Barbie Freitag telling of her trip to Austria the previous summer.
I stayed with my first family about a month, and then the second month I was with another family, and they were, by Austrian standards, middle class. By our standards, they'd be quite poor. They didn't have, well, Nesha, they didn't have a car, they didn't have a telephone, they didn't have a bathroom, they had only cold running water, and that was in the front hall. They had to carry all the water from the front hall to the kitchen and back again. And it was very inconvenient, but both families were simply wonderful.
In January came one of the most long-awaited events of the year, Georgie Auld's fabulous jazz concert, sponsored by the Girls and Boys Leagues. Progress marched on with the groundbreaking ceremonies on January 24th. Mr. Lawrence Harper, superintendent of schools, presented Mayor Joseph Parch.
Pleasure at this time to introduce one who has always been interested in the schools in this community, Mayor Joseph C. Parch.
It is a pleasure, believe me, a great pleasure, after all of the years of hope and effort that was put in by the board at the time that I was active on your school board, to see at last the fruition of our efforts in a new school.
Commissioner General Jim Ucropina represented the student body at the occasion.
It is indeed a pleasure to speak to all of you today, for I consider this day probably one of the most significant in the past 50 years that our high school has been here. It indeed marks the initiation of a new era in the history of our school.
Mrs. McCluskey, president of the PTA, added a note of humor.
Certainly a pleasure for me to be here on this wonderful occasion that we have all looked forward to for so long. Looking around, I can see that they've already turned over a shovel or two of dirt.
Remember the tremendous assembly conducted by the students from Redlands University? The senior men assisted Shirley Woods in singing one of her more refined numbers. Can you ever forget Father of the Bride, the hilarious senior play produced by the class of 1955? Miss Esther Steele, class advisor, and Mr. Robert Tewksbury, director, along with other faculty members, saw its many trials and triumphs. Jolly Givens and Art Sylvester played the prospective bride and groom, with Carol Johnson and Mickey McDonald as the bride's harassed parents.
I thought you wanted simple. You said you wanted simple, darling. Please.
I do want it simple, but not that simple. Dungarees.
That's not simple. That's not
special. Jolly Banks, you get out of this.
Now, you listen to me, Stanley. This is the greatest moment of Kay's life. And when a mother has a daughter as lovely as Kay, she wants a chance to show her off a little bit.
Who said women were civilized?
But, Kay, I don't understand. What do you want? God knows I want you to have what you want.
She wants a nice, quiet little wedding in her own church.
Is that what you want?
Uh-huh. With a wedding dress.
And a few of the girls she grew up with as bridesmaids.
And a few of my dearest friends. Just a handful, Buckley.
Remember when Ty Polich, Commissioner of Athletics, would give the results of the sports events in assembly?
Yesterday, the varsity beat Bond Park 77-27. Bees won 54-44. 70-7.
With commencement drawing near, Michi Ishikawa and John Lilly were selected from those ranking first in the class to be speakers at the ceremony.
The postage stamp is symbolic of our nation. How properly significant it is that the common 3-cent stamp has imprinted upon it the Statue of Liberty and the words, "In God we trust." And from history I learned how many times we did trust in him. These words were first uttered by Benjamin Franklin during the trying days of the Constitutional Convention. Francis Scott Key penned this line for all posterity during the wasted war of 1812. President Lincoln's Secretary of the Treasury, Chase, wrote to Congress that the coinage should bear the motto expressing in fewest words that no nation can be strong except in the strength of God. It was with much history behind it that in 1953, this motto was placed on our present-day stamp. Our nation and our stamp are two in one. Because of this, I am a stamp of America. Insignificant in size? Yes. But my stamp and I, in God we trust.
The most obvious benefit of a high school education is laying the foundation for a career. We can build on this foundation with college training and experience. This foundation is based on the recognition of one's aptitudes and capacities, the proper mental attitude toward learning, and good study habits. It has been said, you may aid the man, you may guide him, and above all, you may inspire him. But the only thing that is worth having is what he gets by his own exertions, and what he gets is proportionate to the effort he puts into it.
Lorna Keach was selected by popular vote from the class to be the third speaker.
What do we mean when we say social education? I always thought that we went to school to gain constructive knowledge in subjects such as history, English, art, and mathematics. But now, as I look back over my high school education, I have gained more in the social understanding than I ever realized at that time. You might say that all of us in high school major in an imaginary course called Development of the Social Mind. This is not a class that we attend once a day, 5 days a week. But it is one in which we are working all the time, in or out of school, every day of the year. You can never graduate from this type of course, because the social mind is never fully developed.
All too soon, the inevitable day of graduation came. Girls in white robes and boys in blue solemnly marched to the stands. This event marked the close of 12 full years, 3 of which were spent in the halls of South Pasadena High School. This is your narrator, Carol Johnson, presenting highlights from your year to help you remember when.